Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 8, verses 9 through 13. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Oh, live will you, body deeds death, flesh put to rest, Spirit, we confess, there is no other unless. Think of Christ in the Spirit, and you too will envelop him amongst your very being, feeling his presence in the weakness of iniquity, utilizing his strength to overcome what does kill, sin. The flesh part gets us, it's what our bodies want to do. Become aroused, finding something we believe as true, love. Yet we can't stop thinking of what our bodies can do until we find age as the reason we must become subdued. You see, we are all sinners who struggle with flesh, a wanting desire to become ignorant at best, until the Spirit deepens your soul, allowing you to fill with love, zealous emotions to finally know the name of Jesus, the mystery we sow, believing in him as salvation to always know why he rose and died for humanity, to understand pure mercy shown. Amen. It is an amazing opportunity to know the word piety, to become obsessed with the life of Christ as you live it each and every day. It's a beautiful obsession to be one with him as you pray. You learn to practice what Jesus says in the daily word of God. You learn to enjoy what to proclaim as the one and only that gives you the nod. It's that man of Jesus that always knows what to say. It is the Spirit in you dwelling that puts sin to death his way. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We always pray for our grandchildren too, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we've said that we pray for. And we pray for those who are dying. It's a special ministry of ours that we lift up each and every day. Several times during the day in silence. If you see me, you might see me praying silently for those who are dying. We lift up their last breath to you, Christ Almighty, our Lord and Savior of the Church. As we pray for His Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I'm a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in verses 9 through 13 this morning. Two stanza poem, one lined ending. It's titled, flesh debtors, not death given rest. Excuse me. Spirit are you, flesh not you. Dwelling God's Spirit anew. Him belong, obey Spirit true. Christ not body, dead in you. Righteousness alive, Spirit doesn't sin. Life-giving Jesus, raising dead flesh. Body's mortal, life-given rest. Flesh debtors, not death given rest. Live, will you, body deeds death, spirit confess. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill-Cruz Williams. It's December 6, 2021. Woo. Man, time is flying in the world. And we're recording this morning at 6:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us, we'd like to close in some impromptu work. We always give us a little bit of poetry off the top of our heads, reminding ourselves of our younger days. You know, speaking in the Spirit truly is an art. It's an art of God that you doesn't know where to start. Except when you say, come, Spirit, come, and you know how to part the waters of the world. Ha! Look back and see what Moses did as a start. That's calling on our Lord, and His Spirit so true. Parted waters and made people move. It's what God's all about. Kills the sin that's in me and you, allowing our spirit to live as Christ anew. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. Again, we'll close today at about 9:03 in the sweet name of Jesus. Just give him a little time to say, have a great day in the name of Jesus. I always say hello to John and Marie out there. Hope they're doing well. Saying, have a good day in the name of Jesus. Let's go to silence. Jesus hears your thoughts, calling on the name of Jesus. So we close at 9:03. God bless you. Jesus.